لا لا هيك
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the half year and fiscal year ended 2026 earnings call for Epsys Aerocom Limited. Thank you for joining us today. This call will cover the company's operational and financial performance, followed by an update on strategic priorities going forward. Please note that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current expectations and assumptions. These statements are subject to risk, and participants are advised to exercise due caution and not place undue reliance on such statement. This call is being recorded for compliance purposes. Representing Epsys Aerocom Limited, today we have with us Mr. Mihir Kumar Pradhan, Chairman and Director, Mr. Basava Raju KS, Managing Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar M, Whole Time Director, Mr. KN Sasidhar, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Saloni Jayati, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I now invite the management team to share their opening remarks. We will subsequently open the floor to the Q&A session. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. And thank you for joining us today. I am pleased to welcome our valued shareholder, analyst, partners, and Epsys Aerocom Limited H2 FY26 earning call. I am Basavaraj, Managing Director, and on behalf of entire Epsys Aerocom family, I extend my sincere gratitude for your continued confidence and trust. So starting with H2 FY26 in review. So H2 26 has been a defining period for Epsys Aerocom. We set clear goal, worked hard as a team, and I am proud to say, so we delivered. So here is summary of our key achievement last financial year. So we set up a world-class facility. So we have established, we are establishing Unit 2, a new modern precision machining facility at iTech Aerospace and Defense Park in Bangalore. So we are investing approximately 60 crore there to equip this facility to advanced machine inspection equipment and software. This unit is going to be live by July or tentatively August this year and will help us to produce higher quality component faster and more efficiently. So our another achievement was last year. So we have gone to IPO. So it was a major milestone. So it was one of our important event in FY26. So was initial public offering. So listing on stock exchange was a proud moment for entire Epsys Aerocom team. It has strengthened our financial foundation and is clear sign in the confidence of investor and public have placed in our future. So also we did couple of technology advancement. So we continue to upgrade our machineries. So adopted new digital tools across our facilities. So this improvement have made us team faster and more precise, reducing turnaround time, improving quality, helping us to serve customer better. So the another major milestone was, so we have developed more than 250 new component last year. So our engineering team worked hard throughout FY26 to develop over more 250 new component across aerospace, defense, and healthcare. All these are now validated and many of them are ready for production in full scale. So in FY27, so this is going to be a pipeline for us to grow our business ahead. So behind this every achievement, this year was over more than 100 our strong team. So we entered FY26 with clear target, and I am happy to report that we met the revenue target of more than 30.6 crore. By exceeding expectation in several areas, the dedication of our people, trust of our customer, and careful management decision and resource made this year successful. So about finance, so I would like to highlight few things. So later on, my colleague will take over. So we did around more than 30.6 crore revenue, EBITDA of 11.4 crore, and profit margin of 7.5 crore. And the major achievement was we have a strong order booking, which is more than 40.5 crore. So this result of business, it is just growing, and it is healthy and sustainable way. So managing have improved and order booking is very strong. So about our business performance. So last year our defense business contributed more, about 65%. So it was largest contributor for FY26, accounting approximately 65% of our total revenue, or around 20 crore. We successfully delivered most of the contract ahead of the schedule, which reinforce our reputation and reliable trusted partner with our customer in defense and aerospace manufacturing. So new order worth of more than 30 crore were secured during this financial year, giving a strong pipeline going into FY27. So aerospace, again, in aerospace business, it has contributed more than 26% of our total revenue. So our engineering team has developed around more than 50 new aerospace component. So this is ready for production and will significantly increase our aerospace revenue in coming years. And healthcare, so healthcare business contributed around 10% of our total revenue. This year we developed and upgraded the previous version we used to do, and new system is currently it is about to start production. This segment is growing steadily, and we expect to contribute more meaningfully in coming year. So about our quality, which is our key strength. So quality is our heart of everything we do in Apcy Serocom. In FY26, we have achieved more than 99% of quality rating, and customer satisfaction we achieved more than 95%. So we have got zero major non-conformance in all our audits. So, and on-time delivery performance was our top priority. So governance, so in line with the IPO and also we Apcy in Aerocom, we believe in lasting success must be built in good governance and responsible practices. This year we have strengthened with board inducting three independent director, including expert in aerospace, defense, and sustainability. Their expertise and guidance will help us to make better decision and grow responsibly. So our priority for FY27, scaling our advanced precision machining to meet growing demand in aerospace and defense customer. So deepening partnership with global OEMs, expanding our footprint in defense manufacturing under Atmanirbhar Bharat program. So we are investing in automation, digital tools, and improve efficiency, reduce cost, and further improve quality. We are strengthening our team through focusing on upskilling programs and strategic hiring. So at last, so let me close by thanking everyone who has been part of this journey. So to our customer, thank you for your trust and for choosing Apcy Serocom, your manufacturing partner. And employee, thank you for your hard work and commitment in quality. To our partner and investor, thank you for your support and confidence in our vision. So FY26 have shown organizing in truly capable of achieving targets. FY27 will raise the bar even higher. So thank you once again. So now I will hand over this to our CFO, Mr. Shashidhar, for financial review. Thank you.
Good evening to everyone. This is Shashidhar KN, Chief Financial Officer of the company. This is our first earnings call, and it's my pleasure to present the financial performance of the company for the financial year 2025-26. Financial year 2025-26 was a significant year for the company, marked by the robust revenue growth, expansion of our customer base, continued investments in our manufacturing capabilities, and strengthening of organizational infrastructure. I'm pleased to report that company delivered the strong growth during the year. Revenue from operations during the H2 of financial year 2025-26 increased to 16.99 crore from 9.51 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year, representing a growth of 78%. On a full year basis, revenue from operations increased from 20.5 CR in 24-25 to 30.67 crores in 25-26, registering an impressive year-on-year growth of 49.56%. This growth reflects the company's strong execution capabilities, increasing the market acceptance, and continued demand across our key business segments. One of our major segments, that is defense, continued to contribute as our largest contributor, generating the revenue of 20 crores, accounting for nearly 65% of our total revenue during the year. The aerospace segment, other segment, which is one of our largest segments, contributed 7 crores 85 lakhs, representing 26% of our total revenue, while the healthcare segment contributed 2 crores 36 lakhs, accounting for around 8% of the total revenue. The balanced growth across these sectors reinforces our strategy for serving the high technology and precision engineering industries with significant long-term growth potential. As part of our strategy growth roadmap, the company made substantial investment during the year in strengthening the organizational capabilities, enhancing the governance frameworks, and upgrading the systems and processes, building a strong leadership team capable of supporting the future scale. These investments resulted in a slight increase in employee-related expenses and other operational costs during the year as a percentage of revenue. However, we believe these expenditures are essential to support the sustainable long-term growth of the company. When we come across the EBITDA margins, the EBITDA has been increased from 10 crores in financial 24-25 to 11 crores in 25-26, reflecting the growth in absolute operating profits. However, the EBITDA margins moderated from 49% to 37%. The primary reasons for this decline include the delay in commencement of operations of Unit 2, while the revenue generation from the facility was deferred. The company incurred fixed costs, which are related to rent, utilities, maintenance, manpower, and other infrastructure expenses. These costs impacted the EBITDA margins during the year and are expected to normalize once the facility becomes fully operational and contributes to the revenue generation in the upcoming years. Second, the company incurred additional listing-related expenses, CSR expenditure, and other governance-related expenditure, which are associated with operating as a listed company, which was generally not incurred in the financial year 2024-25. Third, the raw material cost has been increased due to the geopolitical uncertainties, supply chain disruptions, and foreign exchange fluctuations, particularly in the U.S. and Europe markets. Despite these investments and temporary margin pressures, the company continued to deliver healthy growth in profitability. Profit after tax increased from 6.6 crores in 2024-25 to 7.5 crores in 2025-26, reflecting a growth of approximately 13.8% year-on-year. The PAT margins stood at 24.51% compared to 32% in the previous financial year, which is primarily due to the factors as we already discussed. The company's earning per share, EPS, has been increased from 7.5 rupees in the financial 24-25 to 8.4 rupees in the financial year 2025-26, demonstrating the continued value creation for our shareholders and reflecting the company's ability to deliver sustainable earnings growth despite ongoing strategic investment for future expansion. The company also contributes to maintain a strong balance sheet and remain focused on building the long-term value through disciplined capital allocation. As part of our capital expansion strategy, we continue to invest in manufacturing infrastructure and production capabilities. Consequently, the net PPE, property, plant, and equipment, increased from 7 crores to 12 crores during the year. These investments are expected to strengthen our manufacturing capabilities and support our future growth requirements. The company continues to maintain the strong working capital discipline. Our management process remain highly efficient, with average collection days maintained at approximately 45 days. Outstanding trade receivables as a percentage of revenue reduced significantly from 18.38% in 2024-25 to 13.14% in 2025-26, reflecting improved collection efficiency and stronger cash conversion. Inventory turnover also stood at approximately 77 days, which remains appropriate considering the nature of our business and customer requirements. I'm also pleased to highlight the operating cash flows, which remain very strong throughout the year. Cash flows from operations increased from 4.95 lakhs in financial 25 to 7 crores in financial 26, demonstrating the company's ability to convert the earnings into cash and effectively managing the working capital. The company also continues to witness healthy order inflows across its core business verticals. Our current order book, as our MD already indicated, it is up 40.5 crores, providing a strong revenue visibility for the upcoming periods. Of these, the defense sector contributes 25 crores, while the one of the other major segments, like aerospace, contributes 12 crores, 12.9 crores. The current order book represents approximately 1.32 times the revenue which has been achieved during the financial 25-26, which is 1.32 times of our revenue, reflecting the strength of our market position, technological capabilities, and customer confidence. Additionally, we already have an healthy business pipeline that is expected to convert into orders over the upcoming quarters in this financial year. One of our key strategic priorities, which has been reducing the customer concentration risk and expanding our customer base. During the year, we have successfully onboarded several leading customers across our target sectors. As a result, the contribution of one of our largest customers reduced from 52% to 35%, while the contribution from our top five customers reduced from 94% to 87%. This diversification strengthens the resilience of our business model and reduces the dependency of any single customer or project. And we're looking ahead. We remain optimistic about the company growth aspects. We expect the Unit 2 to play a pivotal role in driving the future growth, improving the economies of scale, and enhancing our operating leverage. Supported by a healthy order book, strong customer relationship, growing market opportunities, and enhanced manufacturing capacity, we anticipate strong business momentum during the financial 2026-27. We remain confident of delivering the growth that exceeds our historical average CAGR while continuing to create sustainable value for all the stakeholders. Despite short-term margin pressure arising from strategic investments, the company fundamentals always remain strong, supported by a healthy balance sheet, positive cash flows, robust order visibility, and a clear roadmap for long-term growth. Thank you for your continued confidence in the company. I now request Mir sir to carry on. Thank you.
Good evening to everyone. On behalf of Board of the Directors, management team of Apcheserocom Limited, I like to thank all our shareholders, investors, analysts, stakeholders for joining us today. The last year has been a significant milestone in the journey of Apcheserocom. We started as a focused precision manufacturing enterprises, has steadily evolved into a trusted partner for customer operating in demand of aerospace, defense, and healthcare sector. A key driver in our future growth is the successful operation and ramp-up of our Unit 2. The expansion is not merely an increase in shop floor or machinery capacity. It represents a strategic investment in the future of the company. Unit 2 enhances our manufacturing capabilities, increases throughput, supports larger and more complex projects, and positions us to cater broader range of customers' requirement in domestic as well as international level. As many of you are aware, we are in process of establishing our Unit 2 facility at High Tech and Defense Park Devanahalli, which is close to Bangalore International Airport. As part of this expansion, we are planning to install almost all 25 machines during the current year, and I am pleased to inform that 8 machines have already arrived in the facility and the installation process currently underway. We expect to commence the operation with these machines from Q2 FY 2026-27. So looking ahead, by FY 2027-28, Unit 2 will be fully operational with approximately 35 advanced manufacturing machines. This facility will be equipped with state-of-the-art milling, turning, termill centers, further strengthening our manufacturing capabilities. So our focus going forward will remain on the four strategic pillars. So firstly, the capacity utilization and operational excellence. We'll continue to optimize the utilization of Unit 2 and improve manufacturing efficiency to support our profitable growth. Second, customer diversification and deeper management. We are actively pursuing opportunity with existing customer while expanding our presence across aerospace, defense, healthcare, and high precision engineering segment in domestic as well as international markets. And third, and technology and capability enhancement, investment in advanced machining, process automation, quality system, and skilled manpower will continue to strengthen our competitive position. Then fourth point, sustainable and profitable growth. While revenue expansion remains important, our objective is to create a long-term value through disciplined execution, healthy margin, strong governance, and prudent capital allocation. I would like to thank all our employees, customer, business partner, shareholders, and all our stakeholders for their continued trust and support. We remain committed to building Apsys Aerocomm into a leading and respected manufacturing company serving in aerospace, defense, and healthcare ecosystem. Once again, I thank you and look forward to delivering sustainable growth and creating a long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you. Thank you all once again.
Thank you so much to the management team for those comprehensive opening remarks. We will now proceed to the Q&A session. Participants wishing to ask questions are requested to use the raise hand feature and submit their questions in Q&A tab. We will then invite the investors to ask the and to unmute themselves and ask their question one at a time. We will take the first question from Mr. Aditya Mutha.
Hello. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I might have missed it. What was your order book at the end of March 26?
Yeah, Basaras, can you be able to answer? You are in mute. Saloni.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think March 24, we have declared around 24 crore order booking, sir.
Okay, and what is the current order book?
Current order book is more than 40 crore.
And we can complete this order book in next 1 year.
Yes, we can complete this order in next 1 year. And I think a very small portion may go to FY28 also, but like we have a pipelines, big pipelines.
Okay. And what are you guiding for this financial year?
What, sir?
What is the guidance for this financial year?
Yeah, guidance basically like, you know, so we are coming up with Unit 2 facility, as I told you. So Unit 2 facility is 2 times bigger than the existing one. So here in Unit 1, we are doing approximately 30 crore of business. That's going to be 2 times bigger. So that will contribute around 60 crore additional revenue for FY28. For FY20 seven, partially it is going to operate. So our approximately we will be closing around 48 crore we are targeting.
So basically FY27 revenue you will close at 48 crores.
Yes.
And 30 crores will come from unit 1 and 18 crores will come from unit 2.
Yes.
So that is basically that is how much capacity utilization?
So that is, it will be less than 50% of capacity utilization of unit 2.
Okay. And unit one is, your unit one is completely utilized, right?
Yes, it is completely utilized. Yes.
Okay, sir. And when are you planning for, when are you planning the inauguration of unit two?
Sir, it will be end of July or beginning of August.
End of July, beginning of August. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir, for asking the question. We will take the next question from Mr. Hemant.
Reply.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. So, I just wanted to understand a couple of things. Whatever revenue we are generating, is it all India concentration or are we exporting anything?
Sir, most of the orders we are doing, it is basically it is from the foreign OEMs. Because of offset business, defense offset business, so but we deliver within India itself. 90% of our components are delivered within India. Then it will go for, our Indian Air Force, Navy, and other Indian defense application. But mainly OEMs are from foreign. They have a joint ventures. They have a offices here in India.
Okay, so basically the major revenue is coming from defense, right? And the second is the aerospace vertical. So
Yes.
what is the kind of revenue mix you are looking at going forward?
Going forward, mostly our defense revenue will remain, defense revenue will contribute major in our revenue mainly. So, aerospace also we want to increase in terms of value. The percentage wise, if you ask me, the defense will remain more.
So what's the kind of in terms of percentages, can you give a ratio for defense to airspace?
Sir, 60% defense will remain. Approximately around 30% aerospace will be there. 20% other sector like healthcare and other industries.
Okay. And sir, what are the operating margins for your defense versus aerospace? Like an you can give me a range of those.
Sir, I mean, more or less, they both remains similar, sir. It is all what kind of component we choose in aerospace and defense industries. If we choose a complex part where the competition is less, so obviously the margins will remain same. We also target for such kind of component generally.
Okay, and sir, most of our contracts are a short-term contracts or a long-term contracts.
So it will be medium-term contract, I can say. So I can say around 30% of our contract will be, short term. It is something like less than 1 year or 1.5 year. So and another 30%, I mean, I'm talking about defense basically now. So another 30% it will be for slightly long term, something like 2 years, 2.5 years.
Okay, and
Yeah. I mean, it is confirmed order, I am saying. So
yes.
otherwise, the projection will be something like 5 year, 6 year.
Okay.
So orders in hand, I am talking.
Okay, and what percentage of our clients are basically long-standing custom clients with us?
Sir, from the beginning, they are with us. From last 12 years, they are with us.
So can you give me a number of the clients that are with us for, like, let's say more than 5 years, 10 years.
Sir, number of customers, see, current our customer base is approximately some 15 to 20. So,
Okay.
from last year history, if you take, so maybe more than 7, 8 customers are with us. So, this another 12, 15 customer we have added recently, last
Okay.
5 years. Yeah.
And the last question, sir, how we are tackling the, the fluctuations in the raw materials? Do we have some kind of price pass through clause in the contracts that we are getting into with the clients?
Sir, basically, so we also always work on the risk mitigation strategy. Whenever we quote to customer, we will also have a small indication. We will also be keep monitoring global situations always. So while finalizing the order, these factors are, marginally considered. So this is actually, manageable for all the upcoming order, there will not be a problem. We will be knowing the current situation. We will quote accordingly.
Okay. And so last question, where do you see our company in, let's say, 3 to 5 years time frame?
Sir, 3 to 5 years. So our target is basically it will be more than. See, we were going like something like uniqueness in our business. For scaling this business is so means easy because aerospace and defense market is so large, so we cannot take such a big orders also. So I mean, most of the time it will become an executional issue. So we are more targeting on complex part, and it's required a lot of skilled employees, proper infrastructure. So in this context, we are targeting in the range of next 5 years, it will be around in the range of 500 crore, I can say.
Okay. All the best, sir. All the best for your future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir, for asking the question. We will take the next question from Mr. Rishav.
Hello, am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for the presentation. I have one question on EBITDA. So,
Yes.
as CFO explained that we saw the dip in EBITDA due to certain reasons, but what is going to be my steady state EBITDA for maybe this year, next 2 years, 3 years down the line?
Sir, confidently we can say we can manage the 37 to 40% of EBITDA margin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other question is on the machines which we are going to procure from the IPO funds which we received. So as our chairman said that the fully operational part will be in the year 27-28. But for the phase two part, which you said that from July this year it's going to start, or maybe from the start of the August. So I'm getting confused between those two aspects. So are those different or?
Okay, I will clarify, sir. See, basically, as you know, IPO has come recently during March and almost. Okay, so after that, we have started procuring the machines. So these precision machine and mainly advanced machines, what we are buying. So the li delivery lead times are very high. It will be around. It starts from 6 months to 10 months. The delivery lead times. Most of these machines comes from the Europe and Japan. Since the delivery lead times are high, so some partial machines we have procured. They are getting installed. Some of them are already installed, and few of them are getting installed this month and next month. So that is how, the partial operation is going to commence from the month of August. The full machines will be delivered by the end of December or something. That is why we are committing from the FY28 of unit 2 facility in full-fledged condition.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. Thank you. I'll regroup in the queue for other questions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir, for asking the question. We will take the next question from Mr. Rahil.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Hi. I can hear you.
Yeah, sir. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask my questions, and congratulations on delivering a very strong set of results for FY26.
Thank
The
you.
first question is related the expansion, sir, the capacity expansion and future growth. So you've indicated that the company could achieve a revenue run rate of approximately 90 to 100 crores by FY28 if we have a full capacity utilization of both the existing manufacturing units. So, sir, beyond that milestone, if we achieve a 90 to 100 crores of top line after FY28, what are the company's expansion plans, given that we have a potential third unit also, which where the land has been identified? So could you please throw some light on that, sir?
Actually, see, we also have a spare capacity of land for further expansion, and also we have a many other solutions still we have not started for our customers. So that also we are going to start once establishment of Unit 2 facility. So FY, I mean the Unit 3 facility, it is mainly it will be utilized for giving a value additions. So we are going to start some of the mechanical assemblies. So within the aerospace and defense and healthcare manufacturing. So and also we are going to add more product line basically. So with that actually, we are going to reach our next 5 year targets. So it is not only for Unit 3, it is we are also getting lot of demand from the existing customer and also new customer. So within the existing business. And second is, as I told you, we are going to add more value addition to our customer by adding assemblies and so other services. So with this we can increase our revenue to next level.
Okay, so just to clarify your sentence, sir, by 2031, you're expecting the company can do a top line of 500 crores if everything is in place.
Correct.
And I think we are going to take the margin hit as well, right? So once the capacity expands and once the revenues go up, the margins won't be the same.
Yeah, margin like for next 5 years we cannot next 3 years we have a very clear plan. We have a nice order booking. So because as you know strategically when we plan like we will also have to think about the next 3 year conditions. See, because the dollar
Correct.
fluctuation. So internal operation and the internal factor, we have a confidence to achieve existing margins. So because of global situation, the current war situation, what is the material impact, all those things, little bit risk analysis we have to do for FY 30 and 31.
Got it, sir. Got it. And so, one more thing on the order book. So currently, we are having an order book of more than 40 crores, which has to be executed over this year, this financial year. So could you please throw some color on the order pipeline beyond the existing order book? For example, if the order pipeline is about 100 crores, so what is our conversion rate? I mean, if our conversion rate is 20% of the 100 crores, we get 20 crores of order. So yeah.
So apart from this existing order book, so we have a pipeline of more than 100 crore. So generally our conversion rate is in the range of 30%. Okay, it is
30%. Okay.
so it is for this year I'm talking about for FY 27. So apart from FY 27, we have a huge pipeline for FY 28 and FY 29 also. So in this business, what happens? Basically, in defense and aerospace, the project timelines are sometime little short, as I mentioned in my previous answer. So customer will ask us to deliver less than 1 year or sometime less than 1.5 year. We cannot take more bookings basically. So practically, like we can grab the opportunity, like whatever new target we set. That's not a problem here.
Got it. And so conservatively, this year, I completely agree that the Unit 2 is not going to have a operational capacity of more than 50%. But optimistically, can we achieve the operational capacity to go beyond 50% in this FY27?
Of course, generally our plan is such a way, but so I mean here in this forum, we are not committing anything more. So whatever we have set target, we are more than confident
Conservative
to
numbers.
achieve.
Got it, sir. And So, just the last question regarding the new customers, sir. How are we
Mm.
adding the new customers? Do they need any more certifications? And are we going for NADCAP certification as well?
No, at this moment we don't require NADCAP certification. NADCAP certification is required for special process. So since we are not into special process business, we don't require NADCAP. So the existing customers, so the I mean how we are going to add new customer, there are many things, I mean many activities we do basically. So yeah, I mean if you ask me about result recently from last 4 months after I can say February onwards, we have added more than four potential customer in our customer list, and also we have got nice order bookings also from them. So we have also started delivering some of the orders now. And in generally, we follow many regular activities, like we participate in many defense and aerospace exhibition. So we also have a strong networks. So and we have a benchmark in aerospace. What happens? It works something like an ecosystem, because one customer approved us. Example, if you take any one big OEM approves us, so other OEM will come to know that they are the manufacturer of similar component. So that way
Okay.
also we get a reference of the customers.
So we just to clarify this statement as well. So we are completely into critical components. We do not make basic components at all.
Yeah.
So out of those critical components, do we have any monopolistic components where we are the only suppliers to that OEM?
Yes, we have around we have numbers I cannot disclose basically, but we have many components, something like we are the exclusive supplier at this moment for our customer.
For example, sir, if we are having 100 SKUs, I think we have around 350 SKUs. Correct me if I'm wrong. Out of 350 SKUs, how many products are monopolistic components? Percentage wise?
So percent-wise, in our revenue, they are the contributor of around close to 40% of our revenue.
Okay.
And it is more, but I'm telling you the recent numbers. So it is around contributes to 40% of our business. Even other component also, we don't have much competitor, I can say, in India. Hardly one or two competitors, but we are the major supplier for those.
So, but why isn't anyone else or any of the suppliers doing the same thing what we are? Is it very difficult to crack that what Axis is doing?
Yeah, it is very difficult to crack at this moment. I mean, so it is not like that a customer didn't try to work with other supplier. They are trying from last 5 years, but these components so others couldn't develop.
Okay, fair point,
So
sir.
it is mainly the engineering limitation. I mean, I can say it basically need like it is not the something that we can buy this. It is individual skill, like how where this component tech I mean skill I mean competency required to develop this component.
Got it, sir. And so, last question regarding the unit two. So, unit two, you said that we have to invest about 60 odd crores for the
Yeah.
unit two to get the
Yes.
machines and all. And
Yes.
so any number on the unit three as well, if we are going for it in the FY28, 29, 30, whenever, so how much will we have to invest and how are we going to invest? Do you have any idea for that?
It is little too early to, I mean, tell the
Discuss.
investment factors, but maybe in during our next call, like we can discuss. But we can indicate that the unit three also can generate up to another 7 months, more than 70 crore of business addition. Our unit one and two.
Okay.
It will be
Got it.
more basically. See, all the numbers we are going to do more, but so we are committing, like more accurate numbers.
Got it. So, cut the story short. I think our target is 500 crores of top line to be achieved by 2031. That's what we are aiming at in the next 5 years.
Yeah, we are aiming that.
Got it, got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. We will take the next question from Mr. Priyans.
Hi, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir, very congrats on great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is regarding the 99% success rate in our products that you mentioned. So, according to you, sir, what are our critical expertise that has enabled that? Like, do we have any process IPs, or is it mainly depend on the skills of our employees? Can you throw some light on that part, sir?
No, sir. Both are there basically. So skill is the, competency is our main core strength here. So we've all like basically like prior to founding this business, like we were basically working on shop floors to develop most complex part where we were working earlier. So that was our core competency in aerospace and defense market, industries. And second, coming to, as you mentioned, the process, making aerospace and defense precision component required, so very good process skill. So there also we have a, specialized skill, basically, I can say. So mainly we do not target on the regular product where many people are there to do this such product. So we mostly, we mainly target on the complex part where advanced machining, advanced process planning is required. And we know how to make them optimistically and consistently on the machine.
Understood, sir. Sir, one follow-up question. So, given that like, if we want to add any new product in our existing SKUs, right, of the products that we can bring to customer, so how the actual process setup will happen? Like, if we find out that, okay, there is one new critical component that we can build, right? So the process that we already have will ingest it directly, or do we need to study it and improve it again? Like, the whole cycle of designing the process will work. How exactly it happen, if you can throw some light?
Yeah, studying and implementation is always required whenever we get a new opportunity. So we generally make the initial process plan. So the stage, there is a lot of engineering stage involved in aerospace component manufacturing. To briefly, if I have to little bit brief about it, basically, once we get a any complex part, especially I'm talking about complex part I'm talking. So we do, internal study we do, and we make our own analysis. Then we go for making the concept design. So once the concept design is done, like we validate that process, and then we go for the sample part machining. So once the sample part is machined, we inspect it, and we also monitor the consistency of the component. So many things we do in the engineering stage in the computer. And last stages we do this process practically on the machines, and we test them. And also not only us, we offer to our customer to test those product from their side. So this is how this process flows.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, if I understand correctly, if I step back and think from a higher level, so customer might be owning the IP or the design, say what is built
Yes.
in the CAD CAMs, right?
Correct.
But
CAD they will be owning. CAM we will have.
so the process will be logged with us. So in a
Yes.
way, like, even though any tender will be floated for the first time, but once we develop this process and deliver at a 99% accuracy, so in a way the customer gets locked to us, right, as a partner. Is that a fair understanding? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Most of the time. See, because quality is one part, on-time delivery and transparency, ethics, and we also have to undergo their audits. So all these criteria we have to pass, sir. So to retain the good customer for long term.
Understood. Okay, so that is it, my question. I'm really impressed with the scale and the numbers that we're delivering, sir. So congrats to you and the whole employee base that we have. Many
Thank
congrats
you.
for the future, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. We will take the next question from Mr. Vaibhav. Sir, you can unmute yourself.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I want to know why did we go with SME IPO? I mean, we have good business quality, numbers are flowing well, even the cash flows are really good. Why didn't we go for debt option? Just want to know your point of view. Does going for SME IPO give us some leverage with our customers, or what is the biggest factor here?
No, sir. Like biggest, this thing is basically like investment because we were getting a lot of opportunity. So if you see our DRHP, RHP earlier we filed, so many of our investor used to ask why you work only with the 3, 4, 5 customer majorly. The major problem was with us, we were unable to accept more order and we were unable to add more customer in our business. Basically, the investment was required. The current facility is very limited and it's a small facility. So we were unable to grab the opportunity, whatever coming from the market and our networks and customer referrals. We wanted basically investment initially to grow to next level. So this all our internal, investment, all those things, it is not sufficient. So that was the major reason to go for SME IPO.
Sir, but why not debt? Why did you go with equity? You could have taken debt also.
I mean, like equity in the sense like, from private equity or something like that you are saying?
No, no, I'm thinking you could have just taken a loan from bank. Yeah.
No, no. So loan, as you know, the bank interest rate was so high. So currently, I mean, they say it is 9%, 10%. It will cost us ultimately more than 11, 12%. So most of our profit, they will take actually means. So this was, 50, taking 40 crore, 50 crore loan doesn't make any sense from the bank as we know.
Sure, sir. Okay, I'm good, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. We will take the next question from Mr. Aditya.
Hi, sir. Hi, once again.
Hi. Sir, hi, sir.
Just one question in mind. When you say you don't target simple parts, you only target complex part, then why is our conversion rate on the order book pipeline only at 30%? When customers
do
you so much,
no.
Then don't you think the conversion rate should be much higher than what you are suggesting?
Yes. So I will tell you. See, I have not told that we only target complex part. Like majority of our business comes from the complex part. That is one thing I told. Because from our existing customer, if they want to give the non-complex or medium complex part also, we have to accept to satisfy our customer. This is one part. So second thing, if you are asking me about conversion ratio, like basically our capacity is limited to that. We cannot take more order basically. So as I told you, like our next year target is around less than around 50 crore. So if I cannot take, whatever pipeline we have, it is, which is more than 40, more than 100 crore. So it will be over this thing on us. And also I have mentioned that it's a customer generally for in this business, the lead time will be short, something less than 1 year or less than 1.5 year. So that is another problem.
Thank you, sir. And the next question is, have you added some new programs or have you onboarded new clients after the IPO?
Sorry, I didn't get new clients. Yes, sir. I mentioned from last February, last 4 months. So we have added almost more than around four customers we have added.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. We have a question in Q&A tab. Do we have the R&D team?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do R&D. I mentioned in my previous chart also. So healthcare, last year, healthcare, we were working with R&D to develop a new product line. And also many defense product and healthcare, aerospace product also we developed. So we have a dedicated team to do this activity.
So sir, how big is the R&D team and what is our spending on R&D?
See, the team size is around 15 people, they will work on R&D. 15 to 20 people, they will work on R&D. So we spend around 10% of our business for R&D. Seven to 10% of our business, it goes for R&D purpose.
Okay, sir. And we have another question. 500 crore revenue is a cumulative of 5 years revenue, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. We will take the next question from Mr. Rishav.
No, cumulative. It is CAGR, madam. Sorry. No, it is not cumulative, madam. It is per year. In next 5 years, we are going to reach a 500 crore turnover.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, hi. So my next question is on the same scenario. I mean, as I said that we are going to achieve 500 crore revenue. Given that investors tend to generally negatively react on the guidance which are missed. So is the management actually confident on achieving that number?
Yes, of course, sir. We are very, very much confident on achieving this number.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. That's what I wanted to confirm. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Sir, we have a feedback from Q&A tab, like requesting one suggestion to consider for our disclosure. Though the SME board mandates half yearly numbers, but given our size of the business, your stock may be subjected to price movement restrictions. Hence, a suggestion to disclose even the unaudited numbers quarterly, or maybe just revenue, EBITDA, PAT highlights. This will not shock the participants and make the stock movement more linear.
Okay.
We'll consider this session, madam, but we'll also see the compliance related issues and we'll consult with the auditors and other team. Once we get confirmation from them, definitely we'll try to.
Okay, thank you. On behalf of Fin Portal, I would like to extend our sincere gratitude to the management team of Apsys Aerocom Limited for their time and the detailed responses shared today. We also thank you participants for their active engagement and thoughtful questions. Now I will invite the management team to give their closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for thank you for giving your time to attend this H2FY26 earnings call. So we value and we continue to keep our commitments, and thank you for trusting us. Thank you once again.
Okay. If there are any unanswered queries from the participants, please do not hesitate to reach out to us in the following email address mentioned in the chat box. This concludes today's earnings call. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.